Thought I did, I thought that was one. So we'll go ahead and call the November Newburgh Traffic Safety Commission meeting to order. And do you have roll call, or do we need to go through everybody individually for roll call?
Just say your name, please, for the recording.
Tony, if we can start with you, and we'll just...
Tony Roos.
Jeff Kreider.
Carrie Lawson.
Carl Berkey.
Neil Klein.
David Hostetler.
Andrews by ex officio.
David Hostetler.
Ronald Johns.
Steve Rhodes, City Manager Pro Tem.
Brian Casey, Chief of Police.
And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Oh, I'm...
Karn Hoffman, City Engineer.
I'm sorry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So open the floor to public comments. And seeing none, we will move on to consent calendar. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes from the last meeting?
Yeah, I had a couple.
Okay.
In members present and members absent, it said I was absent. I was actually here. I believe Jeff was probably the one that was not here, right?
Correct.
And then another correction on page 3 of 3. The second paragraph, one sentence, it lists my name in that sentence. I believe it's the other David Van Abel.
All right. Any other additions or corrections to the meeting minutes? Motion to approve? Second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Any new business? Move straight into old business and continuing discussion pertaining to commission's role and responsibilities. So you'll notice that we have a letter from City Manager Pro Tem, Mr. Rhodes, concerning discussion or continuation of discussion from last meeting. And would it be fair, Mr. Rhodes, if I kind of turn the floor over to you to go over this a little bit, or?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. what we did after the last meeting, staff met and had a discussion about ideas that we could suggest to you as ways to move the commission forward, maybe involve it a little bit more in the policy role, which ends up being used when you're making decisions. And then also try to make a concerted effort to share information, educational things with the commission. So you notice we have a number of things. We have a downtown street program. It would be worthwhile to share that with the commission. You can ask questions, understand it. Maybe it plays into things that you're doing or there are ideas you have on that. Then things that we use as we're doing our work would be useful, such as a manual on uniform traffic control devices. Just try to give you a lot of background on things that you're dealing with as you go through many of the issues that come before you. So you had a better understanding of them would help in the process. Then in addition, we would work to improve the application that people use when they want to bring something forward. Just take a look at it, make sure everybody is comfortable with it, or if we need adjustments, do that. We would schedule regular meetings to begin just going through those things. That allows, if something comes forward, we've got a meeting scheduled. We begin to provide the public with the opportunity. They know we're meeting regularly. They can, you know, come to our meetings. We can put those in community news and those kinds of things to share it. But the idea is to begin to build some background that would help the commission and the staff and other actions that may come up to traffic issues, give them some policy to start with, maybe take care of some of the issues that way rather than having them become a problem. That was sort of what we were trying to put together here. We realized that this list is probably a year and a half to 2 years worth of work, but we would just kind of start and move along and see how it goes getting through stuff.
Thank you. Any questions or comments, Mr. Rhodes? Any discussion? Carrie?
excuse me. One thing that I had seen on another city's website, and I apologize for not writing down what city it was, but they not only had information like this on their website, but they also had an interactive program, I guess, so to speak, where you could actually go in and, you know, basically what it did is it asked you what if you met the criteria to, like, let's say, have a stop sign installed. And if you met that criteria, then it would forward information on to whatever department it was. If I can find that city's website again, I'll make sure to forward it to Mr. Rhodes and let him know. I just can't remember what city it was right now. But okay. I liked the interactiveness. A lot of people appreciate having more of an immediate answer as to whether they qualify or not, rather than having to try to determine it themselves from referenced information.
That would be good to see. We put that on the work plan, the development of that as part of the process.
I actually looked up all of these websites today, and it's definitely good stuff. I mean, it's something that the citizens can go to online and pull information from, so they really don't have to, you know, they can find out right off the bat whether they have an issue or don't have an issue in some instances, and things like that. So I think it's definitely a way, a direction we can go, something that we can work on making the website more interactive and ultimately, hopefully, the commission and the city more interactive and in touch with the citizens, giving them routes that they can use. Any other ideas or comments? Carl?
It was just fun for me to go down through there because I think as I thought about it, I think this is a good idea. Don't get me wrong, and that's where I'm going. But it struck me that as I look back over the last few years that I've been on this committee, that there have been kind of four areas where we've tried to ask the Traffic Safety Commission to work at, and I think they kind of got confused sometimes. There was, we'd like you to do some planning. You know, what should the speed limit be in front of the parks, or do we put a stop sign here, and that kind of stuff. The second one was engineering, and so everybody would say, boy, it's nice to have an engineer on the Traffic Safety Committee. And I think, yeah, it is sometimes, but sometimes you get voted down, you know. And I think that's okay, and it's important. A third area, I think, is just the fact that we are part of the police, we come out of the police department, and public safety is one of the concerns of traffic safety, and that's a very important part of what our role is. And then the third one, or the fourth one, is just the politics. I mean, how often has Mayor Andrews talked about it's helpful for us to have some place for the public to go and ask questions and say what they want and to kind of clear the air and support them. And I think every one of those is important. I think there have been times when they come in conflict, and there have been times when they've been ignored. I mean, I think you've been frustrated with the role that we've played in planning, and I think the 120-day rule interferes sometimes. I think having these policies is a way to address that, and that could be very helpful. So I think this is helpful, and I think it was just helpful for me to kind of think, oh, there's four areas where we've been trying to make a difference, and sometimes we cross between them, and it's that causes problems for us.
Well put. Any other comments or ideas? Karen, do you have any input on this that you'd like to make, or from the engineering standpoint?
Chair, actually, I was part of the conversation with City Manager Rhodes and helped build some of these, this list and those types of things. So I think from an engineering standpoint, really helping to build some of those policies, I think will help us immensely, and then we can certainly move from there.
So it's probably a little bit presumptuous right now to say what direction we want to go, but I would suggest that at the next meeting, maybe have some ideas on what, or prioritize this list of what's most important to you, what you would like to see the commission work at and try to accomplish over maybe the next 6 months or a year or something like that, that we can work on. So we can kind of set out a roadmap and start working on these items, at least finding out more information and working on it. Any other comments or suggestions, Tony?
One, if we were to create policy, what is the avenue to get it indoctrinated into the city? Because we report through the, we're through the police department, and how does that avenue get so it's applied? And then the second is, I talked to Paul Chu a while ago about the traffic calming fund, I guess he was trying to create. He was telling me about that. Did that get implemented or funded?
There is no traffic calming fund at this point. We're actually severely limited on the amount of money that we have available for traffic purposes in general. So there is, at this point, no money set aside for that. We are talking about trying to put some minimal amount in, but we're talking like $10,000 maybe at this stage in the game until some other things happen.
In reference to your first question about who to report to, and Mayor Andrews and Chief Casey and City Manager Rhodes could probably correct me if I'm wrong, but we are appointed by the mayor at the pleasure of the council. So I would understand that we really are a subcommittee of the council then, and we report to the council. Am I correct, Mayor Andrews?
You're close.
Okay.
One, you're not a function of the police department. Mm-hmm. We'll start there. And yet, yes, the mayor does the appointing with the ratification of the council. And you are an advisory body for the council. And we the council look to you to bring those issues that we need to address as far as establishing city policy. We have, through the municipal code, delegated certain functions to you all to implement policies that have already been established. And so it's kind of a working relationship with the city council on that particular basis, with the support and advice of the police department, which you must have. It is very valuable to have that together with engineering. Both are very integral in some of the issues that you have to address to forward to us, and or to fulfill your mission that of those functions that are delegated to you that you have some autonomy on.
That answer your question? So, thank you.
So I do have one more question.
Sure.
Given that our roads and good maintained roads is critical to the safety of the traveling public, is there any role for Traffic Safety Commission in helping us find or lobby for a fund to get safer roads through better maintenance?
Well, I'll certainly rise to that one. Yes, I would look, as mayor, I would look to you all as being a lobby within yourselves and work through your organizations to help fulfill some of the funding policies that or funding mechanisms that we, the council, identify. And if you are aware of something that you want to challenge us with, have you considered this? Have you considered that? Also, as the council comes up with ideas of that it wants to implement, then it's going to look to you to be one of our voices within the city to help advance those funding mechanisms. So I think it's a joint relationship. Thanks for asking, Tony.
Let me add one more comment, if it's okay. And that would be directed at the city, in that I think when you write policies by committee, you end up with a mess. And I think my hope would be that policy is developed by staff and that they bring it to us and say, what do you think? Can you talk about it? And that makes me a lot more comfortable. I hope you don't look to us to say, okay, guys, write the policy on, because.
I think others do, that it would be a collaborative process. We put down some ideas, just like the work plan, come to you, get your thoughts, and then try to put it all together.
There's a piece in here, and the city manager is correct on this. It may be that an issue surfaces here, and you're saying, hey, council, we have a problem, and so we're not going to kick it down the street. We're going to kick it up to you. So yes, and the city manager is very correct. It is a collaborative process. You may initiate a policy discussion, but you won't be initiating the policy. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All right, so we plan on a December 14th meeting, it looks like. And at that time, we can maybe bring up ideas and a priority list of what we want to work on, maybe for the next year, work on that, see where we go, and then work from there on into the future. Any ideas on that? Any better suggestions on how we should work that? Okay.
So back to the thought about staff and bringing the policies to us, I'd look to Karn and the police chief to give us some feedback of what they'd see as a priority for us to work on as well.
Is that agreeable with engineering and police? So thank you. Yeah, that'd be great. Next meeting we can have something to take into the new year and start working on.
As you're working on that, and I think you make a good point, Tony, and I say this to you and I say this to staff, wherever we can be proactive versus reactive would be real good, if at all possible. You know, if you're saying, if you go this direction, you know, you envision something. Is there some way we can, or we're saying maybe you need to do this. So wherever you can be proactive versus reactive, I would sincerely appreciate it on behalf of the council.
All right. Any other old business? I'm sorry, Jeff?
I'm just kind of curious with the things that are on the list, number two, you know, A through H, do we have any current policy that we could look at, or is this all new, you know, truck route, no parking zones, et cetera, other than the laws, you know, the uniform traffic control, that sort of thing. It might help to start with the way we do it now, officially or unofficially, at least in my mind.
On some of it, we already have, Paul Chu came up with the traffic calming proposal, I guess. I'm not sure if it's implemented. Do you know anything more about it, Karn?
The policy was never implemented. It went to the Planning Commission and got stuck there. I'm not sure why that happened before I started here. But certainly that's one thing that's already been pretty well developed. We probably need to revisit and make sure that what was in it is still relevant today, and that may be a relatively easy one to bring forward
right off the bat, since it is pretty well developed at this point in time.
And I'm guessing as far as like parking zones and some other stuff, we keep a log of all the decisions we make. So usually Mary's the custodian of that log, and we can look back at that log and see kind of the decisions we've made, where we've decided in favor of or against, and use that as kind of a litmus test for, you know, if we want to develop something further and everything. I don't know that we have anything for stop sign installation right now. It's been kind of a hit and miss, whether the warrants are there or how much the concern is. And then the safe routes to school, I know that's another thing that has been implemented, as far as I understand, with a couple of schools here in Newburgh. Paul Chu and I think Leslie Woodruff were really spearheading that, and they've actually had some success with it. You know, I remember correctly, I actually got some grant money too, I believe, to help with it. So that's something that's already, we can kind of just, you know, make sure the ball is continuing to roll and not just lying idle somewhere. So, but yeah, the other stuff, there's some stuff that will be new, some stuff that we can go on past precedents or past record on and find out. And then, like Karn says, other stuff that we can just kind of make sure is up to date and see if we can move it along. So, Mr. Mayor?
Another one that hasn't been visited for some time, and with some changes going on the southern end of town, one, the bypass, and number two, the questionable status of what's now known as West Rock, were the discussions that had previously been, and I think you were in on some of those discussions, dealing with truck parks or where we can park trucks at night, keeping them out of the neighborhoods, and some of the problems that we were incurring. We had problems on industrial way, then we had some problems on Winooski and some problems here. So that may be one that you might want to resurrect and see what the status is. I don't know, have you seen anything on that one, Karn? That's one that had been kind of a perennial, and there may be some changes, particularly with where we are with the bypass, as to what that, since that's taking up some real estate down there, what that may do to previous concepts that may have been on the books or suggestions. So I would throw that one out to you to take a look at on that.
All right, thank you.
Did you understand my little packet that I sent you? Had you seen those?
Chief Casey.
Just a comment on the truck parking. We have been working with some local businesses like Lauren Berg to get a cooperative agreement that they would allow trucks to park on their property with permission. And the city also has a truck parking permit process that anybody that has a semi truck can actually park it on a residential street. They just got to get an annual permit for it. It's got to be approved by the police department. So
that's just the tractor, yeah, though, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Just the tractor.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
So we need to have some place for the vans then.
Yeah. Any other further discussion on this topic? All right. Any other old business? Seeing none. Move right in.
Commissioner Lawson doing? Find her replacement.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that at the end of the meeting. That hasn't been forgotten. So go into engineering. Yeah.
Business. For the bypass and the changes that are happening at the behest of the Ladd Hill Association, is there anything that the city's considering that we could help weigh in on?
You want to tackle that one, Steve, or do you want me to start with it and then you finish it? I'll start and you finish it. You finish out, get it all buttoned up. One of the things that we're looking at, is, and it goes right back to an earlier question or issue that you raised, is the condition of our transportation system. And the council will be wrestling with, we're reviewing, and we'll be having discussions dealing with how do we finance these. Either the allocation of the funds we get from the state or the raising of additional funds and what those may be. So one of the places that we're going to be looking at, from my perspective, is once we get that pretty well, that concept pretty well, then I think we would be looking at you to be one of the champions for this activity. So we're going to look to you to buy in on it. And if you have any ideas of revenue sources, please convey those to the city manager's office. Your turn.
Actually, I think you were asking about the bypass in Wilsonville Road, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
that's going before the Planning Commission. Trying to remember, I think it's
December 10th.
December meeting. So we would have an opportunity at your next meeting to update you on where that is. If you don't know, ODOT has applied for an amendment to the transportation plan that would allow them to not have the cross traffic with Wilsonville Road. And that causes all kinds of problems for our local traffic. And so that issue will ultimately get to the council after the Planning Commission. But as I said, it works well that they meet on the Planning Commission meets on the 10th, you're on the 14th. We can have a briefing for you on the 14th, and you can kind of assess from there what you might or might not want to do.
I apologize, Tom.
All right, that'd be great. That'd be awesome to have next meeting. Just because I know we had a representative from Wilsonville Group or Lad Hill Group here a few months ago discussing the issue with us, and our hands are pretty much tied at that time. So, Karn, can I ask you to do the engineering report, please?
Sure, just a couple of minor things. I don't know, minor. As the city manager noted, that we're working through, we'll look at all of the data that comes in for that TSP amendment. It's not in yet. So once we see it, we'll know, you know, where we're what we're going to recommend to the Planning Commission and then ultimately the City Council. So we'll work through that. And then again, as the mayor noted, that we're also working on that funding options, those different options for funding, pavement maintenance, street lighting, all of those pieces of the puzzle. And the plan right now is to bring that back to the council in December. Not sure if it's really going to make it there, but that's kind of where we're focusing at this point in time. We did finish up some pavement maintenance work this summer. We did work on both Main Street, North and South, Meridian Street also. So those projects are in the bag, so to speak, and we'll continue on and start building what we'll construct next summer for pavement maintenance.
Yes, I think a compliment to engineering in the public works area in their oversight. I've had two concerns expressed to me about the paving on Meridian. And, you're only going to do something and then you go through there with this utility work that you're going to do and you're going to leave us with ruts in the road and what have you. And my compliment to our oversight and to the contractor, so far that's proving to be a very smooth job. And right now, I compliment them. Let's hope that it stays, but it is almost a seamless crossing across that utility cut that was made. I'm really impressed. It can be done. Thank you.
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank Mr. Rhodes for taking the lead on this work plan. I think there's some really good agenda items here that the police department would certainly look forward to helping facilitate in the future. So please let us know if there's items on there that we can help with. We had a fairly normal Halloween. just lots of noise complaints and a few fights, but fortunately we didn't have any pedestrian accidents or anything like that, and that's, you know, as bad as the rain and as dark as it was that night, we're pretty fortunate. So I'm going to have one of our charming traffic officers come forward, please. Charming. Well, see, you don't recognize him with his helmet off. So, Drew, you want to come forward? We've got a couple new radar trailers. I think you've heard me speak about these before. It's interesting, but these are probably two of our most effective pieces of equipment that we have. The radar trailers, we have a waiting list for those, and they are excellent traffic calming devices. And the ones we just replaced, one that was 20 years old and one that was 15 years old. And so, of course, the new technology, these things are a lot more effective, and they're able to run off solar power for weeks on end. And then, so we're not out there chasing our tails, charging the batteries and doing different things. But Officer Boggs here, he's going to share just a little bit of information with you about the functionality of the radar trailers. And then when we're finished, we can go outside and do a little demonstration to show you how they're working. So, Drew, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Hi, I'm Officer Boggs, or Drew Boggs. Please call me Drew. Thank you for letting me appear in front of you today. As Chief Casey mentioned, the two radar trailers that we had were a small white unit that was made by the MPH company and another one that was made by Falcon Radar, I believe. They're very old. not very cost effective to run anymore. We had to keep replacing the batteries. The solar panels were older, tires were wearing. We had a lot of electrical problems with them, so they were not able to stay charged in the field, if you will. So we'd have to bring them in every couple days and that kind of thing. So I noticed that we got a lot of rust and the paint was coming off, and it wasn't, in my opinion and Chief's opinion, was not a good representation of our cities here. So fortunately, we have a person that used to work in law enforcement, Jeff Puticello, who is a good friend of Officer Miller and I. He actually really worked very hard and cut a lot of his costs working for the Stalker Radar Company. Certainly, we put all the requests for the radar trailers out to bid, and Jeff Puticello was able to come in about $1,500 per unit less than the MPH company and I believe the... forgive me, Decatur Company. So we purchased two Stalker radar trailers at a pretty reduced cost, and also we shared shipping costs with the Boise Police Department. So the a big shipment of the radar trailers went to Boise, and then they piggybacked through Newburgh on the way back to Texas, so we saved a lot on shipping. The two new radar trailers that we have are both blue. They have white reflective striping that was installed by the city shops for additional visibility. We also put a large reflective placard on the back with our department's patch decal, like the ones that are on the cars. So it just shows the public that this is a police department property owned by the city. It's very overt, which is what we want. These two new radar trailers are top of the line. They have a traffic study function, which you can put a small USB stick in the bottom of the trailer under a small cover and actually download the data. I installed some of the software on one of the computers back in our squad room and have yet to analyze the data, but I, as you may have seen, that one of the new radar trailers has been on First Street since the 29th. And so it'll be interesting to see what that traffic calming effect will be, because the that radar trailer currently had the speed displayed. And you can also set some small little red and blue lights to get motorists' attention to get them to slow down. And as you'll see in a couple moments, I'll show you when Officer Howell drives past one of our patrol cars, show you how that works. But these have the ability to have a kind of an endless function. They're rated for 18 days if it's very, very cloudy. So it's got a very... large battery. It's a marine battery that's installed in there, and it also has a state-of-the-art a solar panel, so it's supposed to keep it running indefinitely, but it's rated at 18 days plus. It's been out there for about 9 or 10 days now with no signs of slowing down at all, so we're really pleased so far. So, Mr. Mayor, did you have a question?
I've got a couple. One, you speak about data. Is this collecting data on one, the number of vehicles that passes a location, much like we do with our speed counts and our data counts, and does it register speed and track that data?
And forgive me, I haven't had a chance to dive into it thoroughly yet, and certainly we'll get back to you with more.
One more question, but go ahead.
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. I can give you more of an answer here in the next couple days or so. I've been pretty busy with a lot of motor vehicle crashes and a lot of reports. I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to look at that software 100% yet. My understanding from the vendor is that, yes, it will do a speed data. So we will be able to either have the display be completely blank, so it'll be an object in the road that people won't necessarily react to, which we certainly want to have the motorists drive normally. And get that raw data so we can say we do need a traffic calming option or a stop sign or a slower speed in this kind of area. So we have that functionality, which is something I was very very interested in obtaining, knowing that engineering has helped us in the past, but we certainly didn't want to have to rely on them at each time. As you know, we've had some citizens in some streets that have expressed a lot of concern, so we want to put those trailers in those areas to get some real hard data that's kind of a quick and accurate response, if you will. So we can, my understanding from the software, what I've read so far, is that it will register how many vehicles have gone by. You can have like on First Street, it's 25 mile an hour zone. We can say XYZ vehicles are at 25, XYZ vehicles are between 25 and 30, and whatever parameters you set. So I'll certainly get more of a answer for you soon about that. But I'm sorry, I don't know much more than that at this time. And what was your second question?
And that's great news to hear. Thank you. I appreciate that. The second one is the old trailer or trailers. I have two more. That one and one more. What are we doing with the surplus trailers?
Well, I talked to Chief Casey about that. Maybe he could speak. We had talked about possibly donating them to another department or another agency and or perhaps taking them to a state auction. There's an auction where old police equipment or surplus state operated or owned equipment can be sold to other agencies too. So I think Chief is still looking into options on what we want to do there.
Good.
At this time. They're both in good condition. The batteries work fine. The lights work great. We've removed all of our decals, so they're no longer associated with the city of Newburgh. So it's kind of a blank slate. I would think that a new owner could put a couple hundred dollars into those trailers as a paint job, kind of make them look a little bit better. But I think that our ROI for the city of Newburgh and Dundee was probably not as effective. That's why we chose to get something a little bit newer. So, but maybe he can speak to that when he makes that decision.
My last question, if I may. Based on past experience and what you may be planning in the future, what is the frequency of the use of one or more of these trailers in the Dundee area versus Newburgh?
Well, Mayor, I'd like to have them in Dundee, but the last time we'd spoke to the city council and or the mayor, I think it was frowned upon having them on the highway. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, is that the mayor had mentioned that he felt that it was viewed kind of as a speed trap. And certainly we want to, Dundee being a contract city, we want to be open to their feelings as well. So before that was mentioned to me some time ago, I made it a point, and so did Officer Miller, to have a radar trailer in Dundee at all times, just so we can show that there's a presence, because as the council knows, one of the main complaints we have in Dundee is crashes, rear end crashes, because of commuter traffic or beach traffic or people not paying attention and or speed. So I'd like to have a trailer in there at all times myself. I think that would be
Thank you
important.
For the answer. Thank you very much.
Council, any other questions? If not, we'll come outside and I can show you a demo real quick. Carl?
This is a little bit unrelated, I guess, but
sure.
I was sitting here just thinking about crashes. And do you guys map where the crashes happen in the city? How do you log that stuff?
Well, we certainly have that ability and do that. Generally, we do that when there's a request or that we're having a specific issue, but we certainly have the ability to do that through our computer-aided dispatch system.
I just had a couple of questions. One, on a multi-lane road like First Street, does it pick up all three lanes of traffic, just one lane of traffic that it's picking up this sensor on?
So it depends, and I'll kind of show the council when we come out front here. So radar works, I kind of describe in the classes that I teach, a radar is like a hairdryer. So radar beam works with radio waves, obviously, and it kind of picks up the more the biggest target and the fastest target. So if you have a motorcycle that's at 40 miles an hour and a semi-truck at 42 miles an hour, it's going to pick up the semi-truck every time because it's a bigger target. That's how radar works. It's more of an antiquated technology. That's primarily why Officer Miller and I use LIDAR, which is more of a definitive speed measuring device. What I've found with the Stalker radar trailers that we have is I'm still trying to play with the parameters. When I had it on First Street, I noticed that when I was parking it perpendicular to the, parallel to the curb line, it wasn't picking up anything besides the that turn lane that I think you spoke about just a moment ago. So what I did is I decided to kind of cant it out a little bit to get more of a broader view. So radar will, again, pick up the biggest target and the fastest target. But I think having those numbers out there and having the red and blue lights flash when it's over the parameter set gets everybody in all three lanes to kind of slow down. So, but as you know, on First Street, with the three lanes, we have to park it out of the way because it's certainly a good investment. We don't want any kind of problems to or anybody to hit it, too. So we've had that happen in the past with some older units, I believe. So
it's going to be somebody's bad day.
So right, exactly right. So
the other question I have is, and this is kind of related to the engineers on the commission and maybe Karn. I know Jason talked about, I think last month, that we're no longer doing traffic studies within the city itself, doing the strips out and things. Is information we get from these radar trailers something that engineering can use for the warrants and stuff on decisions that the commission makes?
That's certainly the hope. As Officer Boggs said, once he delves into the software a little bit more and then probably getting engineering into the software, we'll be able to know that more definitively.
Okay, thank you. To you, Casey?
If you'd like, if you want to finish the meeting and then we can just head out and adjourn from there. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we have like two. We'll make it really quick. Any items that we need to announce other than one in particular? Two in particular, actually. One in particular is, those of you who don't know, we're losing Commissioner Larson. She has actually been hired as a dispatcher for Newburgh.
We hope she's a fast learner.
Yeah.
She will be.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
I wouldn't be surprised if you hired anything less. So congratulations. Thank you for all your service you've done for the commission, and you'll be sorely missed. And then also Dave Venable gave his resignation. He did not want to continue his term or be evaluated for next term. So this is Carrie's last meeting because she starts Monday with the city, so she'd be ineligible to be a city or commissioner anymore and everything. So we're down two positions on the commission going into the new year. So if you have any friends, family members, or anything like that that you think would be a good commissioner, I would encourage you to have them submit an application to the city, to the mayor, so that he can have some people to make some decisions with on replacing those positions. So anything else come for the commission?
Yes, I have one.
Mayor Andrews?
I want to follow on with what the chair was saying and thank Carrie for her service on the Traffic Safety Commission. Thank you very much for being here. This makes, what, 5 years?
Four years?
I couldn't remember. And it's really appreciated what you've given to the commission, and as you've grown in your role in the commission, thank you very much for your service. Now, that leaves me with very high expectations for the work that you're going to be doing with the chief, or for the chief, so keep it up, kid. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rose, for coming. Thank you, Karn, for coming and your input and everything. And if there's nothing else, motion to dismiss.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor. Thank you very much. We'll meet Officer Boggs. I'm sorry. I'm horrible at names.